Okay, we're doing Tand Viliyahu, the second chapter, Ot Yud Aleph, the 11th paragraph. The Medrash quotes the following pasuk. It's a pasuk we say every Shabbat. The pasuk says like this: En Omer, and this is a continuation of the chapter that we started two paragraphs ago, where David HaMelech was singing the praise of God, representing the heavens and the earth, singing the praise of God. He said, "Hashamayim mesaprim kvod kel." The heavens, they recount the honor of God. So now the Medrash continues on that chapter, that the verse says, "En omer ve'en devarim." There's no one who literally speaks. There are no words that are literally said. "Beli nishma kolam." Their voice isn't heard. But the fact that "bechol haaretz yatzak avam," that their path expands over all of earth, so then their words are really said at the edges of earth. God made a tent for them under the sun. So because the heavens really expand over all of us, so people who just look at the heavens see the glory of God, and that's how the heavens recount the glory of God without saying any words, the fact that they encompass all of earth. Amru chachamim, so our sages said, "Galgal chama ma'ala 500 shana." The path of the sun is what would take one person to walk 500 years. Bo rei meize makom hu yitzeh, leize makom hu nichnas. Go and see from where the sun rises, where it comes out, and to where it goes in. Shema kolo nishma bitziato. The sun doesn't. Do you hear its voice when it comes out, when it's traveling? Balichato, bitziato, beviato, when it travels, when it goes out, when it comes in. Oshema yireh labriyot bichnisato bitziato. Or maybe you see where it's going in or coming out. Uchshem shegalgal hachamam ala 500 shana. And just like the path that the sun takes is a path that takes 500 years to travel, kach etz hachayim ma'ala 500 shana. So too the tree of life is something that takes 500 years to traverse. Shenemaz, the verse says, "Magadlu ma'asecha Hashem," how awesome are your actions, God. So the Medrash is equating the Eitz HaChaim with the path of the sun. Now what's the connection? There's a commentary on the Tana d'Eliyahu that's called the Me'orei Eish. That's Rabbi Avram Lipman, the son of the Tosos Yom Tov, the grandson of the Tosos Yom Tov. So he writes the following commentary on all of this. He says like this: when we see the sun travel, so what the Medrash is saying is that the sun travels like one who's happy to do his duty. It has to traverse 500 years worth of travel, but who hears him? Do you hear him get angry? Do you hear him tired? Do you hear him being proud? He's always doing his work. He doesn't rest, and he does his job. And even though this is his nature, that's the way God created the sun, that this is what he has to do, and this is the strength he was given. But nonetheless, we could learn from it how the celestial beings, the sun, for example, travels and he doesn't tire. And we too, our nefesh has this tendency, if we would only connect to our higher form of nature, that we'd be happy to do Hashem's things and we wouldn't tire. The only reason we tire and we kvetch and things are hard and we're lazy is because the desire causes us to go after things which are more physical. So that slows us down. But the pasuk says, look at the sun, look at the sky, look at the way they function. You don't hear them kvetching, you don't hear them complaining. You see, they do what they have to do. And then the Medrash says, so too is the way of the tree of life. And here, what the Medrash means to say is, we know that when God created the Garden of Eden, so inside the Garden of Eden was a tree of life. And we say the tree of life was the Torah. The Pasuk says, "Etz chayim mina machzikim ba." The concept of the tree of life is something that's very elevated when it comes to the spiritual world. And when we say that the sun takes 500 years, so too the tree of life, what the Midrash is referring to is the concept of Zelu Matze, that God created this world corresponding to an upper world. And here we don't mean physically, we don't mean when you look at things how much space they take, that you have something in a spiritual world that takes the same amount of space, but we mean that on the level that things seem to be in this world physically, they are on a corresponding level spiritually in the upper world. And that's what the verse says, Magadluma Secha Hashem, how awesome are your actions, God. That's reference to what we see here. And then David HaMelech continues and says, Me'odam kumach shevotecha, how deep are your thoughts. So that's a reference to the spiritual concepts, that the spiritual things are always referred to as thoughts, because thought is something that's spiritual. The action is something that's physical, something that we can sense. So the concept of Etz Chaim, he says, corresponds to the sun in this world. And that's what he's saying, that the sun takes 500 years to traverse its path in this physical world, and that corresponds to the Etz Chaim in the spiritual world. How does all this work? I have no idea. I don't know what the correspondence is. It means in some spiritual way, there's the Etz Chaim corresponds to the sun. You could say that the Etz Chaim is the Torah which lights up the world, but what do we do with the 500 years? I don't know. Okay.